Hey everyone, Craig Baird here. Before I begin today's story, I want to take a moment and ask that you check me out on Patreon at www.patreon.com/CanadaEHX. There are several tiers with great benefits, from ad-free content to t-shirts and other cool stuff.
And I have plenty of wonderful merch in my store, and the link is in my show notes.
As well, if you're a fan of Canadian history, make sure you check out all of my shows, from John to Justin, Canadian History X, Canada, A Yearly Journey, and Pucks and Cups, along with Canada's Great War. And don't forget, you can also donate directly to the show at www.canadaehx.com. Just click donate. It helps keep this show going. Okay, on with the show.
Long before Calgary or Chestermere existed, the area was the territory of the Blackfoot people. They occupied the land for centuries, where the bison were an integral part of their way of life. Massive bison herds moved through the area during the year, providing the indigenous people with much of what they needed to survive. Eventually, Europeans began to arrive, bringing with them the railroad. Today, Chestermere sits on Treaty 7 land. Prior to the Canadian Pacific Railway's construction in the 1880s, the area of Chestermere was settled by only a few farmers. Once the railroad was built, more farmers started to arrive, and with Chestermere Lake being a natural wetland, it was used as a balancing pool for the Western Irrigation Block. The earliest settlers were a Mr. and Mrs. Patrick Sullivan, who arrived in 1882 before the railroad had arrived. By 1890, seven families called the community home. In 1907, a dam and canal system was built, and the wetland became a lake, and the farmers used the water for irrigation. At first, the lake was only used for recreation, and people leased land from the irrigation district, which took over the land from the CPR in 1944. They built cabins and stayed at the lake in the summer. In 1959, the Chestermere Cabin Owners Association was incorporated with 50 members. This organization brought in a fire truck for fire protection, reduced pollution in the lake, planted trees, hooked up electricity and natural gas, and helped develop the area. I've spent most of my life living in rural areas in Canada, and I remember the days of dial-up internet and spotty high-speed service. Thankfully, I have been a customer of Explorer, and I can honestly say that it was the best rural internet I have ever had. My job as a podcaster means I have to spend a lot of time researching online, interviewing people over Zoom, and uploading content. Through it all, Explorer provided me with excellent service. When I was not working, I enjoyed streaming content on several streaming platforms, and even doing some online gaming with a friend in Ontario. Explorer allowed me to do all of that with ease. And right now they offer up to 50 megabits per second on their new LTE network with unlimited data. Their service has also only become faster and better. Today and beyond, Explorer is investing in building and upgrading the network at a rapid pace. Explorer is rural, and that is their route, and that is their focus. For more information about rural internet options in your area, go to explorer.ca or call 1-866-285-2253. With the area being so popular, many wanted to stay long-term at the lake. In 1975, the association bought the land from the irrigation district and had it transferred to the residents. In 1977, the lake had 120 permanent homes, and as more people lived there, the community gained political influence that led to more infrastructure, a community hall, a recreation center, and a golf course. At the time, though, it was deemed by the Minister of the Environment that the community would not be allowed to grow beyond its current size. By 1992, Chestermere had over 1,000 residents, and in 1993, it became the town of Chestermere. The community has continued to develop. From 2004 to 2014, the community's population surged by 150%, and by 2015, it had 17,000 people. That same year, it became Alberta's 18th city. If this is your first time listening and you like what you heard, please take a moment and give us a 5-star review to help other people find these amazing stories. And there are so many you can sink your teeth into. We also love hearing from you, so if you have a show topic you want me to cover, email me at craig@canadaehx.com, or stop by my website and social media. I'll include all of those links in the show notes.